Could be a big day on Saturday too for trainer David Brydoke, because he is looking to add the Caloundra Cup as well to the Ipswich Cup, because he's got Self Sense, who was flying at the moment, heading up north. David joins us this morning on Racing Poles. How are you, David?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
How's Self Sense come through the Ipswich Cup win?
Yeah, we've had a good couple of weeks since the race at Ipswich. I must say the horse is, he's as bright as a button, and if anything, he's probably improved a little bit. I think the warm weather suits him.
Well, gee, if he's improved from that win at Ipswich, it's going to be tough for the opposition to beat him, because he absolutely donkey-licked him. He was heavily backed into favouritism. I suppose he had a soft track on his side that day. What is a forecast for the weekend? I think at the moment we're looking at about a good four track. Is there any rain meant to come in the next 2 days?
Oh, look, I'm actually not that sure. I'm not that preoccupied with his with the fact that he needs a soft track. He's very versatile. He's a very high quality horse. He's just had a bit of bad luck with barriers and whatever else for the last few months, and he performed really well at Ipswich. He got a good barrier. Previously to that, he was sort of Flemington outside gate, a couple of big country cups down in Melbourne. He was outside gate going back to last and finishing on strongly. So the track's not a big issue.
So what's the plan if he performs well at Caloundra? Will you just continue racing him up there in Brisbane, or would you maybe bring him back for something later in the spring?
I'm probably looking at Grafton at this stage. Mm. So we'll just see how that pans out.
Well, he's going to be very hard to beat on Saturday, no doubt about that. Now, I see you've got an entry in at both Caulfield and also Morfettville with outback rain. Which way are you likely to head?
We're probably not going to go. We're probably going to wait for Wednesday midweek Sandown. So that's where she'll end up.
Very good. And recently we saw the sale of Nurse Kitchen. Will she continue to race with you, David?
No, Nurse Kitchen has gone to Chris Lees at Newcastle. And I would think she'll have a light spring and then probably focus on those big Sydney races in the autumn.
Well, that's a blow for you. Obviously, Peter Moody got a nice price for her, but how good do you think she could develop into?
Oh, look, she's got massive potential. And, those sort of horses are great for you. They're great for you to train, because you get a chance to win good races, and, it's very good for your training profile. And it was a sensational result for Peter to have a mare that was sold for that much money. And Peter also owns the mother, and he owns a full sister that's coming through. So, no, a very good business, and it was a great project that we embarked on, and I was glad I was able to win some good races with her and enhance the value.
So heading towards the spring, David, is there anything that you've got that you're excited about, or have you got headlined?
My headline horse is a very exciting horse. He's a horse called Hardham. And Hardham won the Alistair Clark at Moonee Valley, which was Group 2 over 2,000 metres as a three-year-old. And then he went on to Sydney and ran third in the AJC Derby on a track that just didn't suit him.
Well, that Rutherford form certainly stood up. What's his spring program going to look like?
He will go through the standard issue where he'll start in a 1,400, possibly go to the Toorak or something like that, second up, and then, hopefully for his ongoing, stallion prospects, we can win a Group 1, somewhere at sort of between a mile and 2,000 metres. That would be the ultimate outcome. He's a very good horse. He's furnished out beautifully since the autumn, and so it's all guns blazing, and we're hopeful.
Well, it sounds promising heading towards the spring. David, good luck on Saturday with Self Sense in the Caloundra Cup.
Thank you. Bye.
David Brydoke there.